Whether you're watching the nightly news or browsing online, it's hard to escape the popular topic about baby boomers and America's shifting demographies. The nation's aging population, specifically people ages 65 and older, will grow to 81 million by 2050, up from 37 million in 2005. And as this wave of Americans begins to transition into retirement, Eigenberger & Weiner's financial advisor, Wade Brittingham, is here to visit the basics of retirement income. You are listening to Financial News on the Incandescent Radio Network. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, founder of Incandescent Radio and the Incandescent Group. So welcome to the show, Wade.
Thank you, Hope. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So let's get started. You have some fascinating facts about baby boomers and money. Can you share some of those with us?
Yes. The first baby of the baby boomer generation turned 65 in 2011. And so we, just in the last 4 years, we are on the beginning of a huge wave of Americans that are moving from their professional lives into retirement.
Right, and that's amazing. So that has a huge impact on their money, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. People are moving from collecting a paycheck every 2 weeks or every month to living on a fixed income for the first time in their entire lifetime. And retirement can be as long as 20 or 30 years, so it's a major change in this demographic's life.
Yeah, and their perspective on what it means to spend money and have money and make money, it's very, very unnerving. As I'm 51 this summer, and it's just, you know, knowing that the end is nearing is unnerving for sure. So what are some common perceptions about retirement that you see with clients that are entering this phase of their lives?
A lot of people don't really understand where their retirement income is going to come from. Most people will understand that Social Security, they're going to get a Social Security check at some point. About 20% of the baby boomer generation will have access to a pension of some sort, but they don't really understand where all of their retirement income is going to come from. Is it going to come solely from a pension check? Is it going to come from a combination of pension and Social Security and their personal savings and investment income? Folks don't really understand the details of retirement income, and that's what we try to help people understand.
Right. So can you give us a few examples so that people can understand this a little bit better? Like after you retire, what will be your primary sources of income, and what can you do? I mean, if you haven't saved enough, how can you keep yourself from getting into trouble?
Well, saving early and saving often, of course, is the best solution. But if you are very close to retirement and you have not saved as much money as you should have, then you're going to end up relying heavily on Social Security. So making a smart decision on take your Social Security benefits for you and your spouse. That becomes extremely important for people. So Social Security benefits is a very important decision, and you need to make that decision with your spouse. A lot of times we'll often hear in the office is people make a Social Security benefits decision and they don't talk to their spouse, and they end up making the wrong decision for their family. Also, if you are collecting a pension check, pensions can be very complicated. There are multiple ways of collecting your pension benefits, and you really need to dig into the details to understand all of the different ways you can access your pension benefits once you have officially retired.
That's great advice. Let's unpack some of those things that you just mentioned. So when can you start taking money out of Social Security? At what age?
Well, the earliest age you can collect Social Security benefits is age 62, okay? So 62 is the earliest age you can begin to collect Social Security benefits. However, since retirement can be a 20 or 30 year part of your life, sometimes it's not the correct decision to collect Social Security at 62. sometimes it's better to wait until full retirement age, which can be 66 or 67, or even later to age 70 to collect your Social Security benefit.
And the same is true if pulling your money out of your SEP retirement, right?
Yes. Your age 59 and a half is the earliest that you can access your retirement accounts, which would be your traditional IRAs, your 401ks. Your, you know, self-employed individuals have their own retirement accounts, such as a SEP IRA or a self-employed 401k. All of those retirement accounts, the earliest that you can withdraw money from those penalty-free is 59 and a half.
But your advice till you're as close to 70 as possible to maximize your earning power and also to figure out how you can keep the money growing and glowing so that you're not, like, running out of money before you die?
Well, it just depends. Withdrawing money from a retirement account is a completely different decision, you know, versus tapping into your Social Security benefits. So it may make sense for you to start to withdraw money from your retirement accounts at, say, age 60 or 61 or 62 and wait and file for Social Security benefits at a later date. Rely on your retirement accounts in the early years of your retirement, waiting to take Social Security at a later stage.
So you can tap into one without tapping into the other.
Right. So there's a lot of moving variables here, and a lot of people don't really understand how all of these different parts work together as a whole.
Right, which is a great reason to have a financial advisor helping you along the way, for sure.
That's a good reason to talk to a professional.
No, absolutely. And I think that is something, you know, a lot of people don't understand the true benefits of it, but being guided by an expert, I for one, think it's a great idea, of course. So tell us about some of these big mistakes that you see your clients making, and how can, you know, do you have two or three ideas for us about what we can do to be wise about it?
Yeah, so I'll start with retirement. I think everybody here in the office would agree with me. Two of the biggest mistakes that we see are, number one, people aren't saving enough. You know, I ask my clients all the time when they come in to meet with me, you know, what's your personal savings rate? And I can't tell you, over 90% of the people I meet with, they don't know what their personal savings rate is at home. So that's one really big mistake that people make, is not saving enough. Number two is, or the second mistake that folks make when it comes to retirement, is they usually wait to the last minute to begin planning for retirement. You should start planning for retirement or getting ready for your actual retirement date, you know, at least 2 to 3 years before the actual date itself. What happens is a lot of time people procrastinate. They don't want to begin the process of planning and investigating all these different decisions that they have to make, and then they wait until they're already retired to start to look into these issues, or they contact us and they've got like 1 month until their retirement date. And then it makes things much harder when you wait till the last minute and there's not a lot of time.
That's really great advice. And it's sort of startling to think that people wouldn't be planning ahead, especially if they know that the end of their work life is near. But talk a little bit, too, about pensions, because I think this generation is used to the idea of a pension if they've had a full-time job for most of their careers. But that's dwindling, is that right?
It is. Pensions are becoming the dinosaurs of the retirement account landscape. My parents and many people's parents had access to pensions. Pensions used to be the dominant type of retirement benefit in the United States. You know, even just 30 or 40 years ago, pensions were very, very prominent. But what we're seeing in today's retirement landscape is that 20% or less of Americans have access to pensions when they actually retire, and especially younger people that are in their 30s, 40s, you know, even some people that are in their 50s right now will not have access to a pension. They'll be solely relying on their retirement savings.
So interesting. So this idea of saving as much and as frequently as possible, planning ahead, working with an advisor, these are really good tips. They don't seem like rocket science, but for a lot of people, obviously, there's a lot of emotion around it. Is there anything else, Wade, that we should keep in the front of our minds when we're planning ahead for retirement?
No, the only other piece of advice I would give is that for married couples, make sure you talk to your spouse when you're ready to investigate your Social Security benefits. We see so often where married couples make their Social Security benefit a decision alone, and it can really end up hurting your Social Security check throughout retirement if you don't talk to your spouse about your final Social Security decision.
Yeah, and that actually seems like a topic that we should investigate on another show, because, you know, what is it? Why don't couples talk to each other? What do they think would happen if they did, you know? And let's hold on that thought for another episode. Wade Brittingham, thank you so much for your time. You are listening to Finance News on the Incandescent Radio Network. You've just heard from Wade Brittingham. He is the newest advisor at Eigenberger & Weiner LLC, based in Tysons Corner, Virginia. And for more information, you can log on to their websites, www.ebwllc.com, and their Knowledge University at www.ebwfinancialnews.com. We look forward to talking to you again next month about how to plan ahead wisely for retirement. So we'll talk to you soon. Thanks again, Wade. We look forward to more.